doing the Navi Yeshayah. We're up to what they call the 42nd chapter, the 13th Pasuk. The Navi is describing how Hashem will come in the salvation of Am Yisrael. And we're continuing, Adonai Kagibo Yetze. Hashem will come forth like a brave warrior, Ki'ish Milchamot Ya'ir Kina. Hashem will arouse his vengeance to take a vengeance on behalf of his people like a man of war. Yariya af yatsriyach al oyevav yitgabar. Hashem will make the sounds of a brave warrior when they charge at war. So they blow their trumpets, they charge, they give a hurrah of a victory of war. And Hashem is using this metaphor to describe how Hashem will express his might against the enemies of Israel. Hashem says, all this time I've been silent. The Jews have been suffering for generations at the hands of their enemies. And acharish et apak, I have kept myself silent. I have held myself back. But now I will yell like a woman who's giving birth. When a woman gives birth, they screech at the top of their lungs. That's why it's not always recommended to take a tour of the delivery room before giving birth the first time. It could be the most scary experience of your life. So especially for a woman. Like a woman giving birth, I will yell, Hashem says, Eshom ve'eshaf yachad. Eshom, I will make shimamon. Eshom is the active verb of the word shimama, desolation. Eshom, I will create desolation by my enemies. Ve'eshaf, and I will swallow, I will consume, I will completely obliterate the enemies of Israel. Achariv harim ugvaot, I will destroy the mountains and the hilltops. V'chol esbam ovish, and I will dry out all their grass. And in Tanakh, very often the term mountains and hilltops is a metaphor for the leadership, the leaders that are up above. So Hashem says, I will destroy the leadership of the enemies of Israel. V'samti neharot la'im, I will make the streams be dry. I will make the nations that seem like they're huge bodies of water become minuscule. Va'agamim ovish, and even the ponds will dry out. And this is again a metaphor. Hashem says, I will take an accounting of the enemies of Israel. All these generations I've kept silent, and now I will take them to task and dry them up and destroy them. Volachti ivrim, and I will guide the blind. And the Chazal say the blind over here doesn't mean those who are literally blind. It means Am Yisrael, who are blinded. They don't know the way back. How am I supposed to make it back to the Torah? How am I supposed to make it back to the land of Israel? I will guide them, Hashem says. Biderech lo yadahu. I will guide them on a path that is unfamiliar to them. I will bring them back. Bintivot lo yadeu adrichim. I will take them on paths they have never before traveled on. Asim machshach lifneihem la'or, I will make the paths that are dark, I will make them enlightened. Uma'akashim lemishor, the paths that are all twisted, I will straighten them out before them. Eile ha'devarim asitim ve'lo azavtim. This is what my plan is. I've done it before, and I have not left my people. Even though so much time will pass where the Jews will not see this great salvation, Hashem says, look to the past and be prepared for the future. In your past, I took you out of Egypt. There was no way through that sea, yet I split it for you. There was no way through that desert, yet I took you through it. There were mountains, there were snakes the size of beams, huge snakes. But I took you through the desert in a path that was straight and pleasant. I've done it before. I'm going to do it again. And so Hashem says, although you're headed towards a tremendous exile, you should know there's a great salvation waiting. And it's coming. Now, this did not come true so fast. Yeshaya says this prophecy while the first temple is still built. He's talking about the second temple exile. And Yeshaya has not yet witnessed the destruction of the first temple. Yeshaya passes from the world and the first temple is still standing. Yet he's talking about the great exile of Edom. And the Jewish people went through Jewish history with a distinct knowledge that we would have to contend with four empires. From the time of Avraham Avinu, we knew. We knew we would be in Egypt. We knew we would be with the Babylonian, with the Persian, with the Greek, and finally with the Roman Muslim exile. And so the exiles came in pairs. And the Jewish people were aware that this was waiting for them. And perhaps that is why Hanukkah was called Hanukkah. We're holding a week away from Hanukkah. The word Hanu means to camp within a journey. You open Parshat Mas'ei, what you see is Vayachanu, they came to a camp, Vayisau, and then they continue traveling. Why do we call Hanukkah Hanu? We camped. Because we knew we were still en route to the journey. Yeshaya is describing the continuation of the journey. There was to be a tremendous exile at the hands of the Romans. What we realized when Hanukkah happened was that we had just ended an era. If there was the era where the Jews were in Egypt, and then there was the era where the Jews were under the Babylonians and the Persians, and then there was an era where we had the Greeks at our throats, even though we still had one more exile to deal with, which was the era of the Roman destruction, the Edom Yishmael destruction, we came to recognition this was the close of an era. We had won the battle against the Greeks. We would have a period of tranquility before the next era. And that's why even though all the celebrations that were instituted in the Second Temple period, there were many miracles that happened, and they institute a day of celebration in honor of that miracle. They were all nullified with the destruction of the Second Temple, because they were all celebrations of the success of the Second Temple, and now it was destroyed, except for Hanukkah. Because Hanukkah denotes something that was not annulled with the destruction of the Second Temple. Hanukkah is, we came to the conclusion of this era. So Yeshaya talks to us about a great era of exile, a long period of suffering, a long period of being scattered among the nations. And the Jewish people are entering the Second Temple era with a knowledge that the Second Temple is going to be destroyed. They know as they're building it, and they know as they're living it, that they have the prophecies of Yeshaya and the prophecies of Zechariah. The prophets have told them, it's not the end point. You're not done yet. Daniel has told them there are still going to be kingdoms to contend with. And so when they end the era of the Greek persecution with Hanukkah, they name it Hanukkah. We've come to a rest here on the 25th. It's a rest. We know we still have a journey ahead of us. And so that's why it's my suggestion. I'm saying this is my pshat. And I searched. I take part of it from the Levush. The Levush is the one that points out that the word Hanu is a resting point, but he doesn't explain why. And I'm suggesting that maybe that was why, because it was a knowledge that they've come to rest from this exile, from this persecution of the Greek Empire. And this is also what we point out when we sing the Moz Tzur, right after we light the candles of Hanukkah. We go back in Jewish history. You're dealing with Hanukkah. Why do you have to talk about Mitzrayim and Haman and then Hanukkah and then the Edom? What's the idea? In Mao's Tzur, you're saying, I recognize what Hanukkah was all about. We have four empires we'd have to deal with. Well, Hanukkah is the end of one empire's persecution. And that's why in the Mao's Tzur we record the history. Right? Mao's Tzur goes from Mitzrayim to Haman to the Greeks, the story of Yevanim Nikbitzu Alai, and then Edom. That's exactly what we're pointing out on Hanukkah. We've come to this resting point. We've come to the conclusion of a certain empire. Ah, there's still Edom ahead of us? Yeah, we knew that. Yeshaya told us that. Yeshaya told us that. Zechariah told us that. Avraham Avinu told us that. Daniel told us that. We knew that. But it's still an end point. So the Navi over here tells us, I'm with you. I've done it in the past. I'm going to do it again. I'm going to save you again.